You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're going to become illumined tonight, at least awaken some brain cells. What's happened today is absolutely incredible. After last night's broadcast, as if right on cue, and I mean right on cue, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'll tell you what happened in just a couple of minutes. American music. How many other things can you think of that you can purchase in America that's made in America besides American music? Not many, I'll bet, especially these days. In fact, I bet if we opened the phones, we'd have a hard time filling the rest of the hour with different things made, manufactured, every bit of it, right here in America. Well, I told you I'd give you the day's happenings right after that short musical interlude, and so here it comes. Remember last night's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you do, because I was serious about everything that I said. I don't make those predictions lightly. And I don't make them because God whispers in my ear. He doesn't. He doesn't. He steers me, but He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't whisper in my ear. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a magic wand, and if I did, I wouldn't know how to use it. In fact, I wouldn't touch the darn thing if I had one. I'd get rid of it real quick. After last night's broadcast, Boeing, you know, they make these giant jetliners, announced today they are laying off 48,000 workers. ExxonMobil has announced that they're laying off 9,000 workers. Kellogg, the corporation that makes cereal, has announced they're laying off approximately 800 workers. There will be many more to come, some in the next few days, some over the next few weeks, some over the next few months, and some over the next year. Serious things are happening. Guess what the reason was that they gave for all these layoffs? Yep, you got it. You got it. I heard you. I can see you through this microphone. I heard you sitting right there in the center of that green couch. I heard you say, Asian flu. That's exactly what they said. He said, I quote, a bad case of Asian flu, end quote. Not talking about any disease, ladies and gentlemen. They were talking about the effects of the global economic crises, collapse, actually. The major impact of it is just now beginning to hit the United States of America. Been warning you about this for a long time. Last night, what did I say? Let me see what I said here. I have it right here. Let me see exactly what I said was going to happen last night. Let's see if that sort of fulfills it. Let's see here. Here it is. I quote exactly what I said to you last night. Quote, American corporations are beginning to really feel the effects of the crises and will now begin to cut back on production. Increasing personnel reduction and the layoff of workers. Didn't I say that? Well, I did, ladies and gentlemen. Wall Street saw this coming a long time ago. They started laying off workers 2 or 3 months ago. And they're still doing it. You see, they're not fooled by this little rebound here. And neither am I. I told you not to be fooled by it. Do you really believe that if this was a real bull market, this was a legitimate rebound, that Wall Street would still be laying off personnel from the major investment houses in New York City, and Los Angeles, and Chicago? Well, they're doing it. They are doing it. There are so many investment analysts out of work right now, ladies and gentlemen, that they alone are going to make a big, big, big ripple in the employment statistics of the state of New York, not counting other people who are going to be laid off or fired or just quietly let go in the next few weeks or months. You see, this is really serious stuff that we're talking about. Not only that, you're going to watch the price of Boeing stock go down like it fell off a cliff. You know why? Not just because they laid off 48,000 workers, but because Asian and third world nations ordered a lot of airplanes from Boeing, which were in the process of being built. And those countries can't pay for them. And they have to be written off by Boeing, which means whatever Boeing's profit margin used to look like, it's not going to be anywhere near. In fact, this could plunge Boeing right off the scale into the negative numbers. and many other companies and corporations. Many, many more, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the tip of a gigantic iceberg. And what timing that they released the movie, The Titanic, just not too long ago. Because we're on it. We're on it, and we're sailing straight toward that iceberg at full speed. And I'm up there. I'm in the crow's nest. I'm on lookout, and I'm warning you, I'm telling you, I can see that iceberg, and nobody's listening. There's nobody on the bridge driving this ship. I'm ringing the bell. Isn't this amazing? Isn't it amazing? I find it incredible. You see, I've been looking out for years, and I've seen all the signs. I've been putting these puzzles together for years, and I've known that this was coming, and I've been telling you this to prepare. Most of you haven't prepared. You haven't got a clue. And even now that the signs are all over the place, you can even close your eyes now and you can still see them. You can plug your ears and you can still hear them. And even now, most people do not and will not believe it. I find that absolutely incredible. Am I the only one in the world that can look out and see these pieces of the puzzle and put them together in my mind and project it into the future and see what it's going to lead to? I don't believe that. That can't possibly be true. Are there others that are just afraid to speak up? What is it? That allows things like this to happen? I know that if my great-grandmother were alive, she would have been warning me before I even had an inkling. My great-grandfather also. Heck, I think my grandfather would have known long before I did. I think there's a lot of old folks out there that are keeping their mouths shut because they've been through this before. Or have they, like the rest of the sheeple, clapped the blinders on because they don't want to see it again and they think if they don't look at it, it's going to go away. Is that it? It's not going to go away. It's going to get bad. Very bad. I knew that I had to start looking at economics when President Nixon changed the executive orders that implement FEMA. Was long before the phony orchestrated fall of the Soviet Union, long before that, President Nixon, almost said Clinton, President Nixon changed the executive orders that implement FEMA. He took out the first paragraph which described the conditions that would dictate a state of emergency which could implement the Federal Emergency Management Agency to take over government functions in this country. He changed it from in event of war or atomic attack by some other nation upon this country or invasion by a foreign force. All of those disappeared. And guess what took its place? In case of economic collapse. That's when I began to seriously look at what they were doing with the monetary system, with the International Monetary Fund, with the Federal Reserve, with foreign aid, with the printing of Federal Reserve notes versus currency. They are two different things. With the elimination of silver and gold coins, with the elimination of the silver certificates and gold certificates, with the sales of the gold belonging to the United States of America that was held in Fort Knox, I began putting together this puzzle a long, long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. I have years and years and years jump on all of you. Why is it that people don't pay attention to the wisdom that has been placed before us? Anyone who has ever read the King James Version of the Bible sees certain phrases over and over and over again. Let those who can see, see, and those who can hear, hear. Over and over and over and over and over again. Not just once or twice or three or four times, but all over the place that those two phrases appear. It seems to me that common sense has absolutely vanished from the entire landscape. I mean, it just isn't here anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find anybody who has even a modicum of common sense anymore amongst the majority of the population. I find someone here and someone there. Granny Gosling over in St. John's, who's in her 80s, has more common sense than everybody else in that whole city put together. Here in the Round Valley, I probably have to say Nolan Udall. And no, that's not Councilman Udall. And some members of his immediate family have more common sense than everybody else in this whole valley. There are, of course, others, but as a nation, as a whole people, it's as if somebody pulled a plug where we store the common sense, and it all went down the drain. And then somebody pulled a plug on the ask questions drawer, and all of the questions that people are supposed to ask and never do anymore went down the drain. A lot of plugs have been pulled. The drawer that contains the original thought process, somebody pulled that plug too. People don't think anymore. They don't ask questions. They can't put two and two together. Terrible things are staring them in the face, and they don't see them. They don't hear them. One brilliant, shining example. Until I pointed it out on this broadcast several years ago and played it so that you could hear it, this whole nation was in love with a song written and performed by John Lennon. The name of it was, and still is, Imagine. They thought it was the most beautiful, most wonderful song they've ever heard. They played it for their children. They played it for their guests. They put the earphones on late at night and just sat and played it over and over and over again. John Lennon was a screaming Marxist socialist. A communist, if you want to know the truth. And there's no doubt about it. All you have to do is read the words that he wrote in his songs and his music, and especially in Imagine. It is one of the most blatant, in-your-face, brainwashing mechanisms that has ever been foisted upon a population of the entire world, because it was not just Americans that listened to it. Those of you listening to this broadcast in England, Australia, New Zealand, South America, the Russians ate it up. They understood it. Probably the only ones who did. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get out your copy, and most of you have it, get out your copy of John Lennon's Imagine and play it. This time, listen to it.
Oh, but I have, Mr. Cooper. I've been listening to it for years, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between listening and hearing. You can hear noise all the time. Doesn't mean a thing. But when you listen to that noise, you can determine a lot of things about that noise. And when you listen to words, it means more than just hearing the sound of those words. It means, what is it saying? What is the definition of those words? What is the world that would exist if the words that I'm hearing in the record Imagine actually manifested itself overnight, and I woke up in that world tomorrow morning? You see, most people don't listen anymore either. Somebody pulled that plug too. Due diligence has passed out of the mechanism of the everyday life of almost everybody. I don't care where you live. And we're in deep, deep trouble. When a federal judge sits in front of Congress and says the president should not be impeached no matter what he did because he received a certain number of votes, which he called a plurality. And not to mention that he appointed some black judges to the bench in the Sixth Circuit. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not against black judges being appointed to the bench. But they ought to have some brains. This was one of them. They ought to have some brains before they're appointed. And I don't care what color they are or what religion they are. They need to have some brains, and they have to have an understanding of the law. The number of votes that William Jefferson Clinton received in the election has nothing to do with whether or not he should be impeached or prosecuted because he committed a felony, a crime. And by the way, while I am not subject to the jurisdiction of the federal government, William Jefferson Clinton is. He is. And I can show you that in Title 18 of the United States Code. I can also show you in the United States Code and the Code of Federal Regulations that he is subject to file and pay the income tax. But I'm not. So don't get mixed up when I make these statements. You see, some would point at me and say, I'm in defiance of the law. And I will throw it back at them and say, show me where I'm in defiance of the law. Show me where I'm subject to that law. Show me where I'm subject to that jurisdiction. You see, I'm a law-abiding, loyal American. Now, None of you can do that. None of you have done it yet. I've been issuing that challenge for years, as a matter of fact. William Jefferson Clinton is an employee of the United States government. He resides within the Federal District of Washington, D.C. He comes under the clause in the Constitution which gives Congress the right to legislate in all cases whatsoever. He is subject to all of their laws and all of their jurisdictions, whether they're constitutional or not. Because that statement gives Congress the power to legislate in all cases whatsoever within the district known as the 10-mile square area of Washington, D.C., and that is spelled out explicitly in the Constitution, allows Congress to make laws beyond the limits of the Constitution for those people, but not for me. And William Jefferson Clinton, because he is the president, is not above the law. But this is what a federal judge said. He said it. I sat there and watched him say it and almost went bananas. You can imagine what I did. I mean, I was jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it. And we wonder why there is no justice left in our courts, why they're so corrupt, why the judges tell you to shut up and never mention the Constitution again when you raise the Constitution in that courtroom. I've seen it happen. Many of you have also. My neighbor, Lynn Jacobs, had that thrown in his face by a judge. Don't you ever mention that word again in this courtroom. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when you're going to discover it, but I think it's getting closer and closer all the time. I think it's right around the corner. I just hope it doesn't happen before or during Christmas. I'd just love for the children to have one more Christmas, just one more Christmas before the world falls out from under their feet. The time is getting very, very near that you're all going to discover all of the things that you've been hiding from and putting your blinders on against and ignoring and refusing to listen to and refusing to see. And those of you who are not prepared are going straight down the tubes. Because once it starts, it's too late to prepare. You'll just be riding the crest of a wave that is so powerful and so out of control that you will be lucky to survive. Unfortunately. Most unfortunately.
We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a bad son of Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Song, song of the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. But Mr. Roosevelt is going to save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TV, yeah. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Song, song of the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Office is open. Dr. Wallach here. And before we go to our first caller, I want to remind people that 25 to 40% of your bone weight is pure collagen or gelatin. You ever did that sixth grade biology experiment where you took a chicken drumstick bone, made sure all the meat was off of it, put it into a quart jar of white vinegar, left it in there for 2 weeks, then washed it off, and guess what? You can tie that chicken drumstick bone into a square knot, because all the minerals have been taken out of it, but the gelatinous 25 to 40% is still there. And you can supplement with all the calcium you want, but without that collagen, chondroitin sulfate, and glucosamine sulfate, you're not going to retain much of any calcium. And that's a very, very important part of Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. Let's go to our first caller, Helen in Lakeland, Florida. Helen, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm from Lakeland, Florida. And I have a question for you.
Fire away.
Okay. I'm a 56-year-old who has a history of osteoporosis in my family. And I can remember my grandmother being stooped over. My mom is really getting worse every day. Is there anything I can do to keep this from happening to me?
Oh, absolutely, Helen. Osteoporosis and Dowager's hump like your grandmother had, and if your mom has the beginnings of Dowager's hump too, we may be even able to help her. And if you supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, you can rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and bone regardless of your age. Have you been taking any minerals, calcium?
Well, I take 2 tablets of 600 milligrams per day. Is that enough calcium? Or?
Do you know what the source of that calcium is?
I do not know the source, but it also has vitamin D with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's a very common formulation for calcium tablets where they add a little bit of vitamin D with it. Unfortunately, when you have a calcium tablet, you're looking at almost always a metallic or inorganic form of calcium, which is only about 8 to 12% absorbable to animals and human beings until you get about 40 or 50 years of age. You hit that big 5-0 and your digestive physiology changes, and normally your ability to absorb this type of inorganic calcium drops to 3 to 5%. And even though you're supplementing, and you might even think you're supplementing with 2,000 milligrams of calcium, but in fact you only may be getting 28 milligrams of calcium a day. And so the type of calcium is important. What kind of work do you do?
Well, I'm a nurse. I'm an RN.
Okay, so you're on your feet a lot.
Right.
And are you a surgical nurse or a floor nurse?
Well, I do private duty.
I see. So you see a lot of people at home,
right,
with osteoporosis. And you've seen people taking all kinds of calcium supplements, and you will notice that they don't do well. Even if they take Tums or calcium carbonate, calcium lactate, calcium citrate is another one people like to use. And so my suggestion is that you try Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. Not only does it have three types of calcium, the colloidal calcium, which is up to 98% available, the chelated calcium, which is 40 to 60% available, and the elemental calcium, which is 10 to 12% available. It also has the collagen, glucosamine sulfate, and the chondroitin sulfate, which will help you retain the calcium you're supplementing with. And so I would suggest a whole pig arthritis formula for twice a day for, say, 60 to 90 days to get your calcium back into your bones, and then cut it to once a day for maintenance. That'll cut your cost and will also be a lot more convenient for you.
You have given me a whole lot of information. I sure will follow through, and I thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, Helen. And, of course, like everybody else, if you do these things, don't fall into despair. You don't need to have a hip replacement surgery. You do not need to live a life of disability. Even if you're 75, 85, 95, or 105, you can rebuild those bones. And so osteoporosis should be a thing of the past. We've eliminated it in animals because we don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, major medical hospitalization, Medicare, and Medicaid to pay for nonsensical surgical treatment, medical treatment with drugs or with mechanical treatments for nothing more than a mineral deficiency disease. Let's go to Ralph in Rancho Margarita, California.
Hi, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's up?
Well, I'm in my late 40s, and I've noticed that in the mornings I got a terrible time getting out of bed. It's getting to be more of a struggle getting my body up and going. My knees, my back hurt, and my joints hurt all over. I just feel like I never get loose.
Okay. Have you ever tried any of that old treatment of soaking your hands in hot water for 20 minutes? Does that ever help you?
I've never tried that, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Do you do any kind of exercise?
Very little. I bowl a little bit when I can and play a little golf.
All right. Have you ever had a diagnosis of arthritis?
No.
Never been to a doctor for this?
No.
Okay. Basically, the odds are you have the beginnings of osteoarthritis or degenerative arthritis, which is one of the features of osteoporosis. And you should be able to see results very quickly in taking all 90 essential nutrients, getting the calcium, the magnesium, the boron, strontium, and other trace minerals that are necessary for bone regeneration and bone growth. Make sure you take it in the form of the pig arthritis formula twice a day for 90 days. And I want you to give us a call back in 30 days because you're going to see some quick results. What kind of work do you do, Ralph?
I'm an accountant, so I'm at a desk most of the day and kind of stressful.
Uh-huh. And you don't do anything on the weekends? You're not a weekend warrior?
No, I'm not a weekend warrior. I just spend time with the wife and we do a little traveling.
Uh-huh. Okay, how's your wife doing? Does she have any similar symptoms?
Yes.
Okay, the reason why I ask that, Ralph, is because when you have a couple who eats the same, it's not unusual for them to get similar diseases. And you think, gosh, we're both getting arthritis. Well, that's because you're both eating the same way and perhaps not supplementing properly. Did you ever supplement in your life?
We take some vitamins, vitamin C and so forth, but not too much else.
Okay, I didn't hear any minerals, so that
no.
would go along with your history of this beginnings of arthritis. Okay, Ralph, give us a call in a month after you start the pig arthritis formula, and we look forward to hearing from you and your wife.
Well, good. Thank you very much for the information, Doc. We'll sure give it a shot.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. All right, we've got time here so we can go to another caller. Let's go to Linda in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Linda. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, ma'am.
I've just been diagnosed with MS, and I really don't want to spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. Is there anything I can do?
All right. What symptoms do you have right now?
I don't have any. Yes.
Okay. Well, how did they know you had MS? I mean, why did you go to the doctor?
Dizziness, stiffness.
Okay. Very good. That's not unusual. Sometimes people get blurry vision. They may slur their speech like they're intoxicated. Sometimes their movement's a little stiff. And they can't find out where their feet are at, this type of thing. Not unusual. The very, very mild, almost imperceptible symptoms at early multiple sclerosis. And did the doctors tell you what part of the brain is injured when you have MS?
No.
They didn't give you any explanation. Well, normally the MS, multiple sclerosis, is caused by a degeneration of the myelin, the insulating material in the brain. And this is almost 100% cholesterol. 75% of your brain weight is pure cholesterol, It's called myelin. It's this fatty stuff that insulates each nerve fiber of the brain spinal cord. And when this becomes degenerated and replaced with scar tissue, Linda, this is when you get MS. And the symptoms will depend and vary from person to person and vary in severity based on the location of these injuries to the brain. It's very, very spontaneous. It's a throw of the dice. It's a crapshoot, if you will, what part of the brain is affected. So one person's early stages of MS can be quite a bit different from another person's. But what you want to do is stop the continuing injury, and you want to, in fact, rebuild the damaged myelin. And so what I like to do is give the brain the raw material to rebuild the myelin, which includes, of course, the cholesterol. So you want to eat 2 eggs every morning for breakfast, soft scrambled or maybe poached or soft boiled, not fried. You want to eat 72 ounces of red meat every month. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's just a quarter pounder a day. And the purpose of this meat and eggs is to take in the cholesterol. You only make 10% of your daily need. The other 90% must come from your diet. And if you don't bring in this raw material, you'll never be able to rebuild that myelin. Now, in addition to the eggs and the meat, you want to take in all 90 essential nutrients. And a good way to do that, 87 of the 90 essential nutrients you can get is the pig arthritis formula. The other three, the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, I like to use the flaxseed oil capsules or salmon oil capsules or the evening primrose oil. The flaxseed oil is a little bit more economical, and the salmon oil capsules sometimes give people the belches, burps, and bloats, and so you can kind of choose which one you want. And then the continuing injury is kind of interesting to me. One of the things that was on 60 Minutes about 8 years ago, there was a group of people who had MS, and a fellow by the name of Hal Huggins in Colorado Springs, Colorado, dentist, took out their mercury amalgam fillings. Within 12 weeks, they were all giving up their walkers and their wheelchairs and were essentially symptom-free because he felt that the damage to the myelin in the brain for MS was due to mercury that was off-gassing out of the mercury amalgam fillings. So you want to have those replaced with a composite or a fiberglass and stop that continuous leaching if you have any of those mercury amalgam fillings in. Do you have any of those?
Oh, yeah. And I will definitely get it taken care of. I don't want to be crippled the rest of my life.
Yeah, and of course, do the dietary changes. Avoid all fried foods. Margarines. And margarines are the worst type of fat for your body, especially when you have any type of brain damage like you do with MS. You want to be able to give up that margarines, the salad dressings, anything with oils in them, fried foods, tempura, stir fry. And you want to be sure to take that essential fatty acid. You want to take 3 of those with each meal, and 3 1-gram or 1,000 milligram capsules of the flaxseed oil or salmon oil or evening primrose oil. That'll give you about 3% of the average daily intake of essential fatty acids of your calories, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And give us a call back in a couple of months. It's going to take a couple of months to see some benefit if this is going to work for you, Linda. And don't forget, if you have a problem, if you have a health challenge, or if you want to talk about a health challenge of any loved one, you can give us a call, too, and we will do everything we can to give you the information we know. If we don't know it, we'll look it up, and then we'll let you know it.
If you'd like information on Dr. Wallach and his recommendations on how you can improve your health, call 1-888-403-2405 right now. That's 1-888-403-2405. One more time, 1-888-403-2405. We're going to open the phones now, folks, and see what's on your mind for the rest of this broadcast, which is just about the last quarter. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. And while we're waiting for our first call, we'll do this. Hold the line, please. Hold the line, please. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is John. I just want to call you and commend you on an outstanding program. Mm-hmm. Just great.
Well, thank you.
And not a whole lot I can say. Just an outstanding program. I hope a lot of people are listening. I hope a lot of people are really listening. Now, not just to the words, but really thinking about what you're saying.
Well, that would be a change.
Hey, the Creator can do all kinds of amazing things, and I believe He can make these people really think about what you're saying. And I hope He does.
Well,
and
thank you.
That He does.
Thank you, John.
Bill, have a good night.
You too.
Have a good night.
And thank you for calling.
Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Blair Ingram in North Carolina. I hope I'm not being a pain in the tail.
No. Not yet, anyway.
I've been listening to several people and reading a lot of newsletters that explain that America is Mystery Babylon. Do you have any enlightenment on that?
Well, if you go to Washington, D.C., and you look around real carefully, you might arrive at the same conclusion. But it's not because America started out as Mystery Babylon. It's because it has been subverted and steered off course.
Okay.
It is being destroyed from within by people who truly, really do belong to Mystery Babylon, the mystery schools. Now, I'm not talking biblically. I'm talking from their own, from what I read of their own words that they've written, that I've read over and over again on the air for years, and have documented exactly what they're doing, who they are, from their own words.
Yeah, I've told people before that I've gotten your Mr. Babylon series, and it really opened my eyes as to the Luciferianism that is in this country.
You've got to speak a lot louder. You're starting to fade off.
Well, I'm sorry. I have gotten your Mystery Babylon series that has really opened my eyes as to Freemasonry and things of that sort that have really wakened me up.
Well, I'm happy that I've been able to help you in that way.
Well, thank you for doing so.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Most welcome, as a matter of fact. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number if you'd like to call and put your two cents in. And if you haven't called the other number yet, call 1-888-403-2405 if you'd like to receive more information on Dr. Wallach and his recommendations on how you can improve your health. Boy, he has certainly improved my health. I can tell you, for the first time in many years, my legs are not killing me right now. I mean, I'm standing up. I've been standing up the whole broadcast, and I always do during broadcasts, but I'm usually in excruciating pain at about this time. Not tonight. In fact, it's just been just a wonderful experience of just getting rid of that terrible, terrible pain. And I know that most of you don't have the slightest clue of what I'm talking about. Those who know me do. Those who come to our annual conference have seen it. They know what I'm talking about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, how are you doing this evening?
Good.
Hey, this is Tony from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Tony.
You're coming in awful.
Don't give me a reception report because I can't do anything about it.
That's okay. I understand that. I'll just let you know.
I don't need to know. Just waste time. Just come. What do you want to talk about? Yeah, I know about the Noahide Law.
I wonder if,
but there is no Noahide Law in the United States.
Pardon me?
There is no Noahide Law enacted in the United States.
Well, I was wondering if you remember back in 91 when...
It is not a law. It was a resolution passed by Congress honoring the Noahide Laws of the ancient Jewish people.
Do you see this figuring into the end time events where...
It is not a law. Let me repeat this to you. And even if it were, you're not subject to an act of Congress if you live within the territorial boundaries of a state.
I understand that, sir. I understand. years.
Okay, then how can it be figured into anything?
Well, there's a lot of things that go on right now that they figure into, you know, let's say, like you were mentioning before earlier about the courts, and people don't understand that we...
That's because the
people... And they don't, the courts won't admit that because then you would have to admit that the country's bankrupt. So...
But the reason that they're getting away with it is because the people are ignorant. The people are allowing it to happen. And they run up against somebody like me that throws the law in their face and says, here's the law, I know what it is, get off my property and don't come back. And if you do, we will defend ourselves. They go away.
That's why I don't trust the judge, and I don't trust attorneys because they're officers of the court.
You better not trust them. Not only that, but they're not licensed by anybody. It's part of a conglomerate of a private club called the American Bar Association.
Exactly, and it's amazing. A lot of people think that has something to do with...
has nothing to do with the state, nothing to do with the federal government, nothing to do with the courts. It is a private club, and they are the ones who dictate who can practice in our courts and who cannot, who can sit on the bench. For instance, if a judge is disbarred, he has to leave the bench immediately. So do you think the judge is going to go against what the American Bar Association wants him to do? If they're weak-minded, traitorous scum, they will. And that's what most of them are. I don't mince words around here. That's exactly what most of them are. They have no character. They have no ethics or morals. And so they bow to that kind of pressure instead of standing up and speaking out and revealing it for what it is and performing their duty in a proper and lawful manner.
You're absolutely right. People don't seem to understand that these men are committing treason. And... until the people start waking up, which I don't know, I have this feeling that it may be a little bit too late for a lot of those people out there. They're going to get a real rude awakening pretty soon.
Well, they are, and it is too late for most of them, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is. They think everything's going to go on hunky-dory like it's been going on, and they're just going to use a lot of things here with this coming new year. It probably will be... gearing up in 99.
Well, don't try to predict time. We can predict events. But unless we're really into what's going on, it's pretty difficult to predict time. Believe me, I've done it many times, and I've been very lucky so far.
Yeah, I agree with you, sir. I don't know if you heard that, but every night I have a bunch of helicopters flying over my house here. They're getting the people prepared. The people used to complain about it in my neighborhood. Now they don't say anything.
Now they don't complain.
Nice. I thought of the police station.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
okay.
Hey, it was nice talking with you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
520-333-4578 is the number. You've got time to call in and put in your 2 cents before the top of the hour. In fact, we've probably got time for a couple of calls. And if you haven't called to make sure that you get your Dr. Wallach information, call 1-888-403-2405. And by the way, things were going really slow, folks, so I jumped in today and I made sure that every single person who has already called in, your packet went out today. I did it myself because everybody else was screwing around. When we went on the air with Dr. Wallach, I had asked them if they were prepared to send out the information as the calls came in. They told me yes. Guess what? They weren't. So I did it myself today, all of it, every bit of it. Now, when I say myself, I mean my family. Pooh and Allison and Annie and I and Tim's wife made some runs for us and got copies done. And so all of your stuff is in the mail. Everyone who's called and requested information, it's on its way out to you. And so before long, you'll be able to have the kind of relief that I've had. I hope. I mean, if you just get a percentage, just a small percentage of the relief that I have experienced using Dr. Wallach's recommendations, you're going to be very happy. And, you know, depending upon how bad off you are, it's going to depend upon how long it's going to take. If you've had crippling arthritis for years, it's going to take a few months to see some relief. But you'll get it. If you've, we're out of time, or almost out of time anyway. And so we'll talk about this another night. Dr. Wallach is going to be one of our permanent sponsors, and well, maybe not permanent, but for as long as he wants to be one of our sponsors, and as long as we feel that his products are pure and helpful and nutritious and really doing what they're supposed to do. As always, folks, we always put things to the test before we allow them to be presented on this broadcast. So, good night. Please get prepared, folks. God bless each and every... Whoa, how'd that happen? And God bless each and every single one of you. Let me see if I get this right here this time. I do.
Thank you.